Simin Peites Sif Gimel. Achol Tavshil Shel Basar. If a person eats a Tavshil Shel Basar, which is a food cooked with meat, for instance, if one takes a potato out of a cholent, so the potato itself is not meat, but it was cooked together with the meat, that's called a Tavshil Shel Basar. Mutter Lechol Acharav Tavshil Shel Gvina. He could eat afterwards a food that was cooked together with cheese. Vanatila Beinayim Ein El Rishos. And the requirement for an Atila Sidayim between them is optional. The Yesh Matzricha Natila. However, some require in such a case Natila. Aval Imbo Lechol Hagvina Atzma. If one comes to eat actual cheese itself, actual milchigs, Acher Tavshil Shel Basar, after they ate a Tavshil Shel Basar, after they ate this food which was cooked in the Fleishig, that was cooked together with Fleishigs, Oy, habasar atzmai, if one wants to come to eat meat, achar tavshil shel gvina, after they ate food that was cooked together with milchigs, in those cases, choyv litol yadov. In those cases, one is required to, netil sidayim in such a case is a requirement. So now, the mechaber over here is actually telling us that if one didn't eat meat, but one just ate a tavshil, then that is not the equivalent of having eaten meat, and mi'ikar adin, one is not mechuyev to wait 6 hours, like we talked about in Lasif, but rather one could eat gvina right away, or certainly one could eat a tavshil shel gvina. The only difference is whether one is required netilas yadayim over here. However, the Ramah over here continues. Haga, v'shumin shel basar dinai kebasar atzmai. Okay, if a person eats shumin shel basar, let's say eats gravy, that has the same status as though one ate meat. That is not considered a tavshil. Okay, that is meat itself. So dino kebasar atzmai. V'nagu achshav lahachmir shel lechol gvina achar tavshil basar. Okay, but today the minig is that we don't eat cheese after a tavshil shel basar. We consider tavshil shel basar to be fleishigs, and therefore we require waiting 6 hours even after a tavshil shel basar. So if a person takes a bite of cholent, even though he didn't eat any of the meat, he only took a potato from the cholent, he now would have to wait 6 hours before he could eat cheese. Okay, so achar tavshil basar, kamoi achar basar atzmai, just like as though he ate meat itself. And a person should not change from this, and he shouldn't be pirates gather. So that's what the Ramah says. We treat a tavshil shel basar for our purposes like a person ate fleishigs. Now there's a discussion when we talk about that if a person eats gravy, person eats shumin shel basar. What about merik basar? What if a person eats chicken soup? So it's not the gravy itself, but it's the water that was cooked together with the meat. Does that have a din of basar? So the different opinions on this. The Prima Gadim says that tavol of bracha. It should be, a person should be machmer on such a thing too, to be considerate, fleishigs. One is machmer tavol of bracha. Though there is reason to be mekel that if a person were to sample the chicken soup, for instance, or even the meat stew, but they didn't eat any of the meat, that it could be considered only a tavshil shel basar. Now, it doesn't really make such a nafkamina for us, because we, as we mentioned, that the Ramah says, anyways, even from a tavshil shel basar, we wait, even a person eats the potato, we wait 6 hours. So it really doesn't make much of a nafkamina. But Mi'ikar Adin, though, in such a case, it would just be a chumrah, because it's only a tavshil shel basar, and it's not the actual basar itself. Now the Ramah continues, Miu im ein basar b'tavshil, v'akshin is bashal b'kadeira shel basar. What happens if a person cooks in a fleishig pot? He cooks his potato in a fleishig pot, but there is no meat in the pot. Mutur lechol acharav gvina. So then one could eat milchigs immediately afterwards. Fein by minig lahachmir. And there's no minig to be machmir, there's no chiyuv hamtana at all in such a case. So now there's a discussion. The Shach asks, what exactly is the chiddush over here? When I cook milchigs in a fleishka pot, so we know that that's When I cook a potato in a fleishig pot, so that potato is only a nat bar nat of fleishigs. It's not really fleishig. And mi'ikra din, one could even eat it together with milchigs. Okay, the Ramah brings it later on that the minig is that we don't eat it together with, we won't eat that potato with milchigs. But if one even cooked it together with milchigs, it won't aser. So certainly, there shouldn't be a chiyuv hamtana. What's the chiddush of the Ramah over here that he says that if ein basar betavshil, rakshin is basar bekederishal basar, it's mutal lech lachar of gavina? Of course. In fact, the Prima Gadim strengthens the question a little bit more and says this Lashon is really borrowed from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Or Chaim, he actually says this, and in the Mechaber it's even a stronger question. Why would the Mechaber say you could eat afterwards Gavina? The Mechaber holds that Naparnat is mutter even lechatchila to eat together with milchigs. You could take the Naparnat potato and eat it with milchigs. So why does the Beis Yosef say you could eat afterwards milchigs? If you eat the potato afterwards, you can eat milchigs. You should say stronger. After you cook the potato, together with the potato, you can eat milchigs. So the Shach says that we're talking over here where the pot was not completely rinsed out from the fleishigs, even though there's no pieces of meat together with the cooking together with the potato, but there is still residue of meat in the pot. When we call this a kederish al basar, we mean it's a pot that had recently cooked in it meat, and there's still residue of the meat in the pot, and now I cook potatoes, and even though that residue is not batel b'shishim, so technically speaking, it gives tam into the potatoes, even in such a case, there's no chiyav hamtana. And the Yad Yehuda explains, because there was no kavana in such a case to eat the fleishigs. It was just, just happened to be there. It was just a residual. So even though if one eats meat, even we said a little bit, we've talked about it in the past, you have to wait 6 hours. But over here, technically, this is called a tavshel shabasar. And by a tavshel shabasar, there the ikar halacha was that you're not mechuyev to wait. There's no chiyev hamtana. The Ramah over here is the one who brings that our minig is that we treat a tavshel shabasar to be equivalent to basar itself. But since meikar din a tavshel shabasar, there's no chiyav hamtana, and since in this case the person didn't even intend to eat the fleishigs, so the minig therefore is that there's no chiyav hamtana in such a case. And the whole thing here is a minig to begin with, so therefore there's no chiyav hamtana. That's how the Shach answers up to explain this Ramah. Riki Veger and the Beis Meir also follows the same Mahalach. They have a different approach. They say that the Chiddush over here is, even if you cooked a Davar Charif, even if you cooked a hot, spicy item in this pot, which ordinarily we say that when you cook a Davar Charif in a pot, it gets a full tam. It's not an aparnat. It gets a full tam of fleishigs into that Davar Charif. So you cooked a chili sauce or something. He cooks it in the pot. So you would think that this davar charif now, you would have to wait 6 hours after eating it. We would give it the full dinim. It's like I ate basar. If I cooked it together with milchigs, it would be also basar b'chal of deraisa. So you would think, since this has the din of the status of being full tam of fleishigs, maybe I should have a chiyuv of hamtana, and that's the chiddush here of the Ramah, that even still there's no chiyuv to wait. Now the question is, what about the other way? Let's say I am fleishigs already. I ate meat. Can I eat in a onion? Let's say that was cooked in or was cut with a milchig knife. So there's actually a Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shavuos, and the Prima Gadim says that one may not, if one ate fleishigs, one may not eat an onion that was caught with a milchig knife. So it's not clear whether the Prima Gadim and the Riki Veger are arguing. Could be that this is a machlaikis. The Prima Gadim would say that the onion becomes, we treat it as full-fledged milchigs, we treat it full-fledged fleishigs, there'd be a chiyuv hamtana after eating such an onion, and vice versa, if you are fleishigs, you can't eat the onion that was caught with the milchig knife. However, in the Darkei Tshuva, he discusses this shayla, and there are those who say that there's no machlaikis. that to make you fleishigs, that takes a higher level. You need to eat meat in order to have a chiyuv hamtana. And therefore, if you just ate an onion that was cut with a fleishig knife, or an onion that was cooked in a fleishig pot, that doesn't have enough fleishig atam to require a chiyuv hamtana. But if a person ate fleishigs, so now they have to wait 6 hours to eat milchigs, even to eat a tavshel shagvina, they have to wait. And this onion would have the status of a tavshel shagvina, and therefore for this onion as well, they would have to wait. Okay, there are those that say though that it is a machlokes, and therefore, and they think that the ikar halacha is like Rav Akiva Eiger, and therefore they say that one could be mekel to eat this such an onion even without waiting, so long as it's not actual milchigs, it wasn't cooked together with the milchigs, it's just the tam from the knife, that's lower darga, and even though halachically we consider it to be milchigs, but there's no chi, it's not considered a tavshel shagvina, and if one is fleishig, they may eat the onion that was covered. So that's a discussion, but there is room to be makel in such a case. Another question that comes up is, let's say you have what's called naparnat bevasachas. If a drop of milk falls against the outside of the pot, and you're cooking potatoes in that pot, so the Chavis Da says that that's not considered a naparnat, because since the bishul of the both things is happening simultaneously, we view it as though it gets a full tam of chalav into that potato. So the question would be also, can such a potato be eaten with fleishigs? Or do we say, if eaten after fleishigs? Or is there a chiyuv hamtana? Is this similar to the case of the prima gadim with the onion that was cut with the milchig knife? Or maybe this is even more kal? So, at first glance, we wouldn't think, you know, this is kind of an obscure case, you know, what difference does it really make? But the truth is, this is probably the most relevant case in milchig kelim. Why? Because many products that are labeled dairy really have no dairy ingredients in them. You look through the ingredients, you could see that it has no dairy ingredients. But we know it was made at a dairy. It was processed. Let's say you buy some of these soy milks and they were processed. They were bottled at a dairy. And the dairy processes milk. It bottles milk. And then they bottle, a lot of these soy rice drinks using the same equipment. Now, the equipment itself is, you know, it's cleaned out, obviously. And even if it isn't kashered, so it's only a naparnat. So that's how we treat it. We treat it, right, like it's a naparnat, and we could eat it after fleishigs. But the way that it works in the factory is that they have steam that heats the product, and that same steam is used both to heat the milchiga products and the soy products. So according to the Chavis Da's, that steam has the status of naparnat bevasachas, which is not considered like a naparnat. It's considered like a full tam. So that steam gets a full tam of the milchigs. Then it's used to heat the soy product. It gives that full tam over into that soy product. So that soy product now has this issue, like the case of like we discussed before, the potato that was cooked together with the drop of milk on the outside of the pot. So if we view that potato as getting a full tam, and we compare it to the case of the prima gadim, then you have a serious shaila. If a person's fleishig, they might have, right? One could argue they'd have to wait 6 hours before they eat, right before they eat that potato. Similarly, they'd have to wait 6 hours before they could have their soy milk or their rice drink and all these type of things. However, if we say that either we don't pass him like the prima gadim, or we say that this is a notch below that, we view this as still further removed in the amount of time that there is. It's not a charif. It's true, it's clear of vasachas, but it's not the same as a tavshel shagvina, where the potato and the cheese are cooked together in the same pot. Here it's a lower level. It's still the time coming out of the pot into that potato. So then, there would be no chiyuv hamtana at all. Now, Lamaisa, it's not so partial we paskin like that Chavis Da's either. There are many that argue. The Piskei Tshuva has a discussion in Simon Tzadiyeh. He brings that it's others that disagree with the Chavis Da's, and therefore there's even more reason in this case to be mekel, not to have to wait 6 hours. One can, Pasha says one can enjoy the soy milk at the end of their meal, as long as they don't eat it together with the meat, they don't cook it with the meat, but they just want to wait, they just want to have it at the end of the meal, even though they don't wait 6 hours, it would be mutter to drink that. Pasha says that would be mutter as well. Another interesting thing that's discussed over here is the Yad Yehuda has a discussion about, let's say you have hard cheese, which is softened and it's mixed in as a tafsha into other foods. Let's say a person melts their soft cheese into their noodles or into their to a casserole or something. So they melt the hard cheese. So hard cheese, there's a chiyuv. There's a minig to wait 6 hours. That was brought by the Ramon, the last sif. So what about in this case too? Is there a chiyuv to wait? So the Yad Yehuda says that perhaps one could be makel in such a case, because maybe we could view this like a tafshel shel gvina. And even though by a tafshel, the Ramah said that we treat the tafshel as though it's like the item itself, but that's just the chumrah, like the Ramah said. The minig is we treat the tafshel like the thing itself. Here where gvina kasha is itself only a minig, and tafshel shel gvina is to treat it like the gvina is only a minig, so the Yad Yehuda speculates that in such a case we could be makel, as long as you don't see the gvina be'en, it's all mixed in. And so then you could treat it like a tafshel shel gvina, and then you could eat the, if a person were to eat this item, this casserole, let's say, that has in it hard cheese mixed in, so long as you don't see that cheese band, if you had a pizza where the cheese is on top and you could see the cheese, so then that wouldn't help you, because you can't say that's a tafshel if you're eating the cheese that's band. But if it's mixed in, you don't see it. So the Yad Yehuda speculates that perhaps that's considered like a tafshel shel gvina, and we wouldn't be machmir all these chumras and top of chumras to require waiting tana after such a michael. So you wouldn't have to wait the 6 hours after eating the hard cheese that was melted into the item. Okay, the Ramah continues. The minig is to eat meat after a tafshel that has in it gvina echalov. Okay, after you eat milchigs, you could eat fleishigs. Meaning, if you ate if you only ate a tafshel of gvina, right, afterwards you could eat fleishigs. Miu yesh litol yadav beinayim, but there would be a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. Vafilu lo yoichel baser mamish. And even if he's not going to eat meat, he's going to follow the tavshil of gvina with a tavshil of basar. So he's going to take a potato from his milchig's casserole, he's going to eat it, and then he wants to eat a potato from his chalent. So he also should wash his hands. If he touched it with his hands, so then he should do netil sidayim. Shamish hamishamish besuuda. If you have, let's say, a waiter who's serving the meal, v'naga ba'ichlim, and he touched the foods, einet tzarech netila, he does not need to wash his hands, v'lehitzrichu netila rak la'ichlim. Only those who are eating from the meal, they're required to do netilas yadayim. However, those who are serving, even though he might have touched milchis, he might touch fleishigs, some of the Paiskim explain that the cases where he's serving it, he's not really touching the food itself, it's in a serving tray, it's in bowls, it's in pots, but some of it might leak out over the side. He might touch his hand, but then he's not going to put his hand back into the next pot of food. But rather, he might end up with milchigs on his hand. He might have the fleishigs on his hand, but it might end up on the outside of the pots. That's where there's not such a concern. But the Shach says, however, if there is a concern, he might actually touch the food itself. Then of course he would need a tel sedayim. It's a zilbaser taima. You have to look at the reason behind it. If there is a concern that he might actually end up, putting his hand into the milchigs and then touching my chicken, so then of course that is a problem, and there would be a requirement for netilas yadayim in such a case.